Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Mi Tung. I work for a program called the USAID-supported Eco-Asia Clean Development and Climate Program. First of all, I have to apologize because Mel has given you guys a very comprehensive presentation, very data-rich, and now I'm trying to pull things out a little bit and give you more issues to think about, and hopefully between or two presentations, we can have a productive discussion this afternoon. At least that's the intention anyway. Okay, so the Eco-Asia program, we work in, it's a regional program, and I you know, I wanted to give you a quick story. We work in six countries. China, and I have to do this in alphabetical order, otherwise I'll miss one. It's China, India, Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. And these six countries account for 96% of developing Asia's GDP. So one of the charges that Eco-Asia had in 2007 was that we are supposed to look at opportunities for Asia to reduce CO2 emissions. So we looked at a number of elements, and my program does two or three specific program areas, but the one that that we looked at was the opportunities in lighting. And of course, we wanted to see why the seatbelt uptake in Asia wasn't as high. And so everybody that we had spoken with, pretty much unanimous said that one of the biggest issues with CFL in Asia is quality, right? So we took that as in the issue to be addressed, and we looked at, well, why is that? Why is quality such a problem in Asia? Is it lack of manufacturing know-how? Well, no, because if you look at this is the data is a little bit old. We're going to be updating this soon, but it runs 2006 and 2007. But if you look at the overall production of CFLs in Asia, that's there was an article quoting that China is responsible for 75%. It's actually more like 95%+ of all the CFLs. So, it's just not a lack of production know-how. So is it a problem of standards? Well, there are a lot of standards for CFLs. There are a lot of standards for CFLs in Asia. You can see there's quite a number of all the countries that we work with have standards. So it seems that, quality shouldn't be this much of a problem. So we thought, well, maybe it's just anecdotal evidence. So we worked with Mel's, with the government of Australia, to conduct a benchmark testing of all CFLs in the Asia market, just to make sure that all the feedback that we got wasn't just an extreme case, and actually the testing came back verifying what we learn anecdotally, which is that if you look at all the pass rates, and actually not all of the criteria have been considered, but this is the center chart just represents a compilation of the data that we the passing criteria, and so if you go from left to right. Tier 3 is EST. So if you compare the performance of the CFLs available in Asia to something that's established like EST, the pass rate is quite low. And then we started looking at some of the other issues, and if the bottom chart is mercury content, which is not even fed into that center chart, and I apologize for the difficult to read, but you can see actually some of the models are off the charts actually. Let's see, hopefully I can push the right button here to illuminate. So we capped the test result chart at 20 milligrams per lamp. These guys are actually off the charts. And you know, these haven't been, the mercury is not one of the criteria that we considered when we put the data into this chart. So what did we learn from that exercise? That, you know, one third of the sample, and I won't read all of this, but the one that I wanted to point out is that the overall failure rate is more likely higher than that center chart showed us. And that's because there are a number of other criteria that we weren't able to consider, or we did not, because we didn't have enough data. One of the, you know, one